Yo, this is James, back at it with the 79th Street Podcast. You know, if you feel like you need some help and some tips and tricks to be successful in college, this is the podcast for you. Let's get it. All right, y'all, back at it for the 79th Street Podcast. Today we got an episode called I Am Trio. And so I have not one, not two, but three guests with me. And I'm going to let them all introduce themselves. And so we can start with Tati.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tati. I am in my last year of college. And I hope that you guys learned a lot about the Trio program because it helped me immensely and really did make my college experience much more enjoyable and more positive.
Let's go, Sam.
Hi, everyone. My name is Samantha. I am a third year student, and I really hope that you gain a lot of insight after this conversation about the SSP program.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rosie. I'm in my last year at college as well. And as Tati and Sam said, I'm excited to tell you guys all about the Trio program and how much it helped us all.
Okay, so I was all of their specialists at one point in time, at one undisclosed point in time. And I can say these are some of my favorites. You know, they still check for me, you know, so I'd be content, you know, just knowing that I was able to impact and come across some spectacular student leaders. And so, but we just gonna jump into it because I want you all to learn about Trio if you don't know it. So we can start anywhere, but what is Trio?
So I'll give like the government definition. It's a program, it's a federally funded program for first generation students, students with a disability, or students from a low income background. So I think you have to fit one out of the three or two out of the three, and then you can sign up to be a part of the program. And then within the program, you get a specialist. So they have a master's or more. So they're very educated people. And they help you with financial stuff, with academic stuff, with personal stuff. And then you also get a mentor who's going to be an upperclassman who's gonna help you. And honestly, the first week I went into the Trio office, because I applied during the summer, so I got in like the first week, and everyone felt like family like right away. And if I didn't know the specialist, if I didn't know the mentors, I would have been so lost. They answered every question. It's an office on campus too. So you can study there, you can eat there, you can talk to your friends there. So it's really just a safe place on campus as well.
I'll add my two cents.
Okay, go for it.
So for me, Trio is definitely a safe haven. So this is the first time I've ever heard about Trio and what Trio really is. I did not expect it to be this type of environment that is so willing to like help you out as a first generation student. I honestly thought when I was going into university that it was just going, you know, to be miserable and just all homework, and there'd be no time for like fun and just getting to meet people. But thanks to Trio, like, I definitely met a really good group of friends and learned so much about myself as well.
Yes, Trio definitely made you feel very less alone in this whole process. Being a first gen college student is really hard, especially because your parents can't really give you any guidance because they don't know the process at all. So being with students who know the struggle and learning from upperclassmen who've already experienced the hardships that you're about to face, it really gives you encouragement, and that if other people did it, then you're more than capable of doing it as well.
And adding on to what Sam said about like the mindset of going into college, I agree. I was like, I'm just gonna be miserable for 4 years, it's fine. Like, I'm just gonna get the degree and leave. And I knew I could like survive college, but I really don't think I would have thrived or been as happy as I was throughout my years if it wasn't for Trio.
Okay, so why did you all decide to apply to join TRIO? Because it is something where it's kind of a process, right? It's not like, oh, hey, you can just sign up. Like, it's something where you have to take some initiative and fill out an application. So what made you initially fill out the application to be in the TRIO program?
Okay, so for me and Rosie specifically, when there was orientation going into our freshman year, the TRIO program was not really discussed with students as much as it is now during orientation. It was more discussed with our parents. So our mom went with us to what we call Focus. The name has now changed, but the orientation process. And she learned the criteria to get into the program. So she basically gave me and Rosie like the application to fill out and just say, fill this out for me, please. And then we brought our tax forms, I think like the first day of school, to be a part of it. But at that time, I really didn't know. I was just listening to my mom because she said it was a program that was going to benefit me.
Okay.
Love that. For me, I would have to say that TRIO definitely reminded me a lot of the Gear Up program that I was in high school. And I don't know if you ladies have also heard about it. It's really, really similar to TRIO, in where they like help out the student just get through high school and go on to higher education, you know. And as soon as I heard about it, I was like, oh, like that sounds a lot like, you know, Gear Up. So why wouldn't I want to be a part of it if they're going to help me in the long run? And I also had my brother's girlfriend that was inside of the TRIO program. And thanks to her, my brother got into it. So I'm like, why not? Like, let me give it a go. What do I have to lose?
Okay, I was going to say, you better have shouted your brother out, because I was going to hit him up like, hey, your sister ain't even name drop you when she was talking about TRIO. Like,
honestly.
Okay. So my next question is, how has TRIO benefited you, you know, with your time in college? Like, and I know that's kind of a broad and loaded question, but how do you feel like you benefited from the TRIO program as a student, as a leader, just the college experience and things of that sort? So you can take it any way you want to.
I think my first year, it was a lot of dependence on them. Like right when I walked in, there was one of the mentors who like became one of my best friends as soon as like the school year really started. And it was her and her friends in the program that answered all my questions, that helped me with my schedule. It was meeting with you and seeing you basically on a daily basis and asking you all my questions that really helped me get a grasp on what college was and what was expected out of me. And then because I had that program and I had like the friends in the program and I had the upperclassmen's advice, I had the courage to go fill out to be a leader, to fill out to be a mentor for TRIO. So it was really like my foundation in college, because they gave me all the advice, they gave me all the knowledge I needed, and then I was so grateful for that advice and I was so successful because of that advice that I wanted to give back. So I became a leader and I became super involved, which I never was in college, in high school. So to be super involved in college was definitely because of the TRIO program. All it did to help me.
Okay.
Yes, for sure. I would agree with that. I think that when I went into college, and definitely my first few weeks within the semester, I had a lot of anxiety. I had a lot of doubt in myself. And I really thought like I couldn't do it. I was thinking about all the money I would waste if I failed these classes. I had a specific math class that gave me a lot of anxiety. And I remember going into your office and just having a full breakdown. Like, I can't do this. This is so hard. I was just worried about everything. I was overthinking everything. I would go home and just have anxiety attacks and everything like that. But going to the office every day, seeing friendly faces, hearing upperclassmen's story of their struggles when they first started, hearing like how much they overcame already going into like in this program, and how much support they received, really made me feel confident in the like being in this program. And throughout the semester, like just having that support, I knew that it was going to be like a forever home that I needed to be in throughout my college career. And it just It helped me tremendously. And like Rosie said, really gave me the confidence to be like, oh, like I can be a mentor in this program as well. And definitely you encouraged me to do leadership positions, because in college, like a good GPA isn't enough. You really need to be an extracurricular. You really need to be in extracurricular activities, make sure you're involved on campus, get those connections, network. So if I didn't have that confidence from the TRIO program, then I definitely wouldn't have been as involved as I am now.
Damn. So for me personally, I felt like I have always been inside a shell. In high school, I went to high school that was predominantly like Latinx and Black. So I never had the chance to go to school with people of other races, like Arab or like white people or even like Asian people. Mm-hmm. And this was the really first time that, thanks to TRIO, that, you know, they have really motivated me and like pushed me to like network, as you said, and just get to know people of all different backgrounds, religions, etc. So I'm really, really grateful for TRIO in that aspect, because it has also like helped me to open up doors and, you know, find, you know, scholarships and new friends.
Okay. So I be forgetting this all the time. Like I wasn't in TRIO. I was supposed to answer that last question. So I just wanted to jump in for a second, because I tell people I pride myself on just being a first generation college graduate. And I was very grateful to have my first job at a grad school be with a TRIO program. And it's just because I felt like I had a lot of wins from like TRIO, and I felt like maybe the confidence I didn't have, like what you all are speaking on, where like I saw grad school as a viable option for me from our TRIO program, regardless of what I was doing. I really didn't start considering grad school until I got in our TRIO program. And I'll also admit that like I didn't go into TRIO from freshman year. I jumped in TRIO. I was like a fourth year, you know, but I still had a year left, you know? So I was kind of like a,
You're lying, James. For real? Last year?
I mean, you know, I did undergrad in 5, so I technically had 2 years, but it was really like my fourth year when my TRIO counselor, and we still talk to this day, where she was recruiting students for her career planning class, which was like this easy elective. She's like, well, I need people. And she's like, can you do it? I'm like, I don't know. And she was like, send me your Z idea. She looked up, she said, yeah, you can do it. And she signed me up for the TRIO program. Like I'm talking about. And from there, I was like the ultimate like TRIO student, because I did, you know, everything where like I joined, I was on leadership. I worked in the office that next semester after getting in. And so, you know, I say that to say where like we do try to get people, you know, when they come in the door, but sometimes you do have slots open up where students transfer, don't come back to the university, and where those spots open up, and that does allow for other students to go in. And like I said, and I'm grateful to have had the experience, you know, to have the people from our TRIO program, you know, just invest in me that time. And because they can say, oh, forget this dude, he's gonna graduate. And they took me like, hey, come on. And I think I think that's the decision they were glad with. And I built some lifelong relationships with the staff that we had over our program. Okay, so my next question is, what is your favorite memory in regards to TRIO? And this could be anything, like, you know, cause I just wanna, gauge people and just see, what are you all thinking? Like, what is your favorite memory in regards to TRIO?
This is so hard. Okay. I would say pre-pandemic, it was a very fun time. Mm-hmm. Just any time we had an event, I really liked the Dia de los Muertos events we had. Or just any time in between classes where my friends were allowed, where we were just all sitting around the couch, talking about pop culture, life, school, And like random people would just join in, or people would like look at us through the door and think like we're psychos, but I'm like, no, we're just having a great time in here. The office was always filled with food, decorations, a friendly face. Just all those memories will always stick with me. And yeah, that's really what I'm missing now, especially not being able to like having a limit in the office, whereas like before it would be packed. And I don't know, just not seeing like all the like the whole staff on a daily basis, you just really miss that.
Yep.
Yeah.
My freshman 15 definitely came from Trio, especially that first semester. There was food everywhere all the time. And it wasn't just like snacks. Like people brought in tamales, people brought in chicken. Like we always had like some type of event. Like we had a Friendsgiving, we had a Halloween party, and people really went all out. And it was so fun. And sometimes we'd have like movies. And I just remember my first semester, I really got screwed over with my schedule. And I was there from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I live like 40 minutes away from my school, so I couldn't just like go home. And so having the movies on, having Trio to like go take a nap or just do homework, that's probably some of my funnest memories. So I got to get to know people really, really well. And I got to hang out with the upperclassmen more and ask them all my questions. And again, there was always food and maybe there was a movie. So yeah, that was really, really fun. And then how Tati said, people would just sit around the couches. Like we'd invite our friends who were in the program or who weren't, just between classes. And it would just be everyone just talking and having a good time. So there's a lot of good memories in that office.
One good memory for me would definitely have to be just those initial stages, you know, of entering SSP and having people come up to you and wanting to know more about you. You know, I have a brother who was in Trio before me. So I was literally like behind him the whole time and just like following his every move. And then I see people approach me, and that was like the first for me. I'm like, oh, what? Like, I actually have to like socialize. I have to like talk to people, put on a smile or something. And then I realized that, like, wow, like these people actually genuinely care for you, and they're here to help you no matter what. And literally, they're the type of people who will see you, you know, sitting alone on the couch, and they'll be like, hey, like, are you okay? You know, how's your day? And I feel like just it's those little moments, you know, like checking in with someone that really do make a difference and help you want to continue coming. And like in the long run, that's going to help you in your education. So, yeah, and those are just really awesome memories that I like looking back at pre-COVID.
Right, right. Man, it's crazy to think about, you know, like what it was and then like what it is. So I know all of y'all have experience, because I talked to y'all that one day on the video call. And but how has it been, you know, being a Trio student during COVID? Like what has that experience like done for y'all, and how is it?
I still feel a tremendous amount of support, even though it's more virtual than in-person support nowadays. I still feel it. It's just different. Like we would usually see like all four specialists and then like all the staff in there on a daily basis. And now there's like shifts. So there's like two specialists and then the front desk worker and then the student worker. So it just feels so empty now. And I'm like now a student worker in the office, like, so I work behind the desk. And before, like, student workers would be so busy, or like you would at least see like first years or just like some students just come in and you could have a convo with them, reach out to them, they would like fill out applications or just come to the office. And now it's like there's no one, like one to two people come in, I see like the same people on the days I work. And yeah, it's so sad and empty, because like before it was so vibrant and full of life, and people, even if you weren't like excited to be at school that day, like going to Trio would boost your mood, or seeing a familiar face would at least put you in a conversing mood to at least talk to people and discuss your day. But nowadays it just feels like it's on repeat, and yeah, it's very sad. I still feel support, but it's really sad.
I'd have to agree, like all over campus, the first years haven't been involved in a lot, and they feel being at home and being a tutor. Like, I've heard from students, like one-on-one, who just feel very isolated and alone. And I've actually told them about the TRIO program because they're like, I don't know what to do on campus. I don't know how to get involved. And I guess orientation online just wasn't the best at showing all the programs and stuff that we have. So I've definitely been trying to recruit people to get that type of support they need. And then, yes, as Tassie said, like, it's just very quiet and like not a lot of people in the office or on campus at all. So, and virtually, like, there's been games, we've had to hold events as mentors. So we really tried to keep everything alive and tried to keep people like excited and involved, but it's just very hard virtually.
Mm-hmm. All right, is there anything else you feel like we haven't discussed that you would just want to tell people about, you know, TRIO, you know, your experience or anything related to the topic at hand?
Yeah, you know what, I would actually like to just have everyone listen to this and just like, just reflect on how to grow as a person. Well, no, scratch that. I mean, I feel like if you're like an incoming freshman going into university or even like going into a junior college, you should, and you see the opportunity that they have like a TRIO program, I feel like they should really like just try to like get into that program, because you're gonna learn so much and you literally have nothing to lose. If anything, you'll learn more about yourself than you've ever known, you know. And that's what I always think about. Like, before, I didn't think I would like be the person I am today. But, you know, thanks to TRIO, I've learned so much about myself, and, you know, my grades show it.
Yeah, I would say if you're incoming college student or you're a college student already and you fit the criteria to be in TRIO, it does feel like you're just 10 steps backwards in this whole game of life or this whole game of college and trying to figure out your life. But it's really up to you. And there's so much that, even though you still feel like you don't have all the tools to succeed, you do. It's within yourself. And there's so many things on campus, no matter what school you go to, there's always going to be support there. It's really about you reaching out and taking the first step and mm-hmm. knowing that there's going to be students who went through your same shoes, probably have less or probably have more, but it's really how much work you're willing to put in and how much you're willing to reach out and network and do your part. So really make the most out of it and make sure you're finding programs and groups of people that fit for you and that will help you in your career or whatever endeavors that you continue to pursue.
What I learned is that really, like, the people in TRIO and the people in these programs are like really good people. Like, they're not making millions of dollars being there every day. And for them to dedicate so much time and so much effort and always be positive and always rooting for you, like, they really went above and beyond. James and my mentor now, like, or my specialist now, like, really go above and beyond for me and for every single student they have. Mm-hmm. And so just to have that support is truly, truly necessary. And I'm just so glad I found it. So look for programs like TRIO at your college and just look for support, like, from upperclassmen, from specialists, from professors. Just there are people there. There's always people willing to help you, but you have to advocate for yourself and find those people. And really just try your best. College is hard, so you can have those breakdowns. It's okay to feel anxious and sad and everything, but it's okay because there's support and you're gonna get through it.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. And then just to add on, I also feel like TRIO really helped me get amazing opportunities. Sorry, I'm just nervous. So
it's okay.
Last year, TRIO helped me earn two scholarships. And if it wasn't for TRIO, I would have never even thought I would get two scholarships. So yeah, thank you to TRIO for everything, to be honest.
Okay. All right. So I got a question for y'all. There's no pressure. Who was your favorite specialist? I know.
No, everyone, I feel like every specialist has their own talent and their own forte. So I would definitely have to say they made a really good, they make a really good team inside the office.
Yep.
Yeah,
see,
you,
I'm nice skateboard.
You said what? I know,
said
right?
Nice skateboard.
Nice skateboard. I had to do it. I mean, clearly, you know, there's something because you all are still talking to me and I haven't been your specialist in over a year and probably like 4 months. So clearly, you know, we locked in for something. I don't know, but we locked in, you know, so. But I do appreciate you all. Like, I think the one thing we don't talk about is that, you know, when you have students that listen and that come to you, you know, it's easier, you know, where like, you know, I think as professionals, sometimes you don't want to have the tough conversations, but with students like you all, it's easy to have the tough conversations because, you know, you are like listening is like, oh no, they tripping. Cause I think one time me and Tati had a conversation and Tati was like, I don't know, they're talking about grades is good. That's not the issue. I'm like, hey, I just had to, you know, check and make sure, you know, but you know, it makes it easier and I think it makes the job worthwhile. Like, you know, what we talking about, like, you know, we ain't making a lot of money, you know, at you know, this particular job, but we love coming to work because of the students. I think that was like one of the things when I did leave, I was like, dang, I'ma miss my students. Like that literally was like, you know, playing around, like, I'm like, damn, I miss my students. But that's cause, and I know we had different caseloads, but say I love like some of the students on my caseload. Like, you all made the job worthwhile and it was, you know, fun. Like I said, I learned a lot and I was, not to say I was surprised, but I was just glad that students said, hey, I can listen to you and I can see results in the classroom. Like, you trying to stop me from making the mistakes that I made, because I made a lot of mistakes as a college student. So that's just kind of my take on it. And I think in retrospect, right, so this is the long, what is Trio answer, because Trio is like this huge, like I think you all hit it, where it is the federal government program, but Trio has like different levels, right? Where like you have the upper bound program, which is typically for high school students. You have like what we had at the school where I met you all, you know, student support services, which is typically for undergrad students. And then you have McNair, which is the graduate level. So if you're lucky, you can be locked in with Trio from high school till you get a master's degree or PhD, depending on what route you is. And I think it is needed because first generation students need support. And like I said, you know, if you don't have any family members, like I identify with this group of people. So it wasn't no blueprint. I was making the mistakes and figuring it out. So when I'm working a professional job, I can say, hey, you know, don't do no 8 a.m. classes. It sounds good, you know, but I'm telling you, I did 8 a.m. classes my first semester and it didn't work out. And the people said, well, why you say that? I said, because I said, you know, you start that transition into adulthood. And, you know, when I was in high school, I ain't gonna lie, I used to be up most mornings, but if I ever overslept, my mom was there as a scapegoat where she was like, hey, get up, you know, you gotta leave out in 20 minutes. It's like, dang, you know? And I think when you get to the college, it's like, you start to fully immense that transition, because if you're staying on campus, you're not living at home. And so it's like, all right, 10 more minutes ain't gonna hurt. I'm 5 minutes away from the class, and you know, and it just helped build, you know, good or bad habits. So in a nutshell, I'm gonna stop talking. Like I said, but I just wanted to just go over like the levels of Trio, because I think that's important for people to know. Like I said, especially if you know, you wanna, like I said, you wanna be in Trio. Like, I wish I would have did Trio longer. Like, I always tell people, I said, I wish I would've been in Trio from day one. And it was funny because two of my buddies who I came to college with was in Trio from day one. And not saying they didn't say nothing, but I just thought it was like, we had a chance program and I wasn't qualified to be in a chance program because my ACT score was too high. So I thought it was like a similar type program, not knowing it was a program I could have like benefited from. But like I said, it just helps like just building relationships and talking to people, because my Trio counselor, I'm gonna shout out Genesis. She just seen me. And I reminded her last night, because she was like, hey, good job on the podcast. And I was like, hey, you remember when you recruited me? And she's like, no, she was like, I said, it was at the president's breakfast. You was asking me about it. And the president always did like this, well, not breakfast, like lunch around Christmas time. And she was like, oh, she said, I forgot about that. I said, I remember it. But that's when she came up to me and was like, hey, can you take this class? I was like, I don't know. And from there, I was a Trio kid, and I'm happy for it. So I'm gonna stop talking. Y'all got anything else?
Yeah. So I know I actually know a student right now that actually had Trio in her high school. Mm-hmm. And in high school, she actually went to go visit New York City, I think on a college trip, to go check out a college campus. And I remember she told me that she stayed at a hotel overnight. I think it was like three nights that they spent over. And they just had, she had a really good time, to be honest. And I really wish my high school had that. Because although we did have Gear Up, like that didn't sound the same. But yeah, I really think Trio is cool for that. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like you said, James, with not really thinking the program is for you, I think a lot of my friends have said the same thing. They're like, yeah, I've seen The Office, or like I've heard about it, but I don't really know what it is. And then I tell them about it, and they're like, oh my god, that sounds amazing. I'm like, yeah, like right. Join, like, go get an application.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like juniors or seniors at this point, so they might not get the bet, like the most out of right. the program we did. But I'm like, yeah, like you should have asked me, you should have came to The Office. Like, really, don't be afraid to ask questions, and don't be afraid to ask for help. You're yeah. no one's ever going to judge you on a college campus, and if they do, like who cares, honestly,
right?
Because get the help you need. There's no dumb questions. Everyone is in the same boat. Everyone is confused. Just go ask questions, and there's going to be someone who's going to help you.
There is.
Yeah. And I also think, like, with the reaching out and also like listening is so important. Like you said, like we were students who actually listened to you and like yeah. took your advice. And I think a lot of that came because I didn't come to college with like an ego or think I like knew better mm-hmm. than anyone else. Like I knew I was naive to a lot of things. I knew I didn't know everything because, again, like I'm a first gen, and even like family members who I know went to college, it was just a completely different time, like pre-internet.
Oh, yeah.
And all this, like, it wasn't the same. Like, we're not experiencing the same thing. So I think it was really important to listen to you, because you were like, you're still young, so you're not like too attached from
I'm still in the trenches, as they say.
Yeah. No. So it was really easy to take advice from you, because I'm like, okay, he's been through it, he's already made the mistakes, like might as well just learn from that. And obviously, like, every student's different, so like yeah. if I gave myself a tougher course load, it would be because I know I can handle it, like mm-hmm. the previous work. But like, it's all up to you, like, know yourself, but also don't be dumb enough not to listen to people who've already been through it, because right. why struggle when you don't need to, honestly. Right.
Hey, that's real.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard a lot of professors say that too, like, you know, that they had a really rough start at university, and then they just had to change up their ways and, you know, go for the gold, how they say.
Right. Yeah, I think that's the one thing that, like, and I tell all my students that, right? Where, like, I feel like, you know, students paint these perfect pictures of us. And I know for a fact, I was far from a perfect student, you know, back when I was in college. And I had to learn, like, I was pushed to the bottom of the bottom. And I tell people, you know, the reason I try to do my best as a advisor, as a specialist, is because I remember when advisors wrote me off because I didn't have the best grades. It was just kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever, it's that James kid, you know, and whatnot. And not saying, like, I was cool because I had a support system outside of that. Because, like, I tell people, I taught myself a lot of stuff that my peers probably never learned. But from there, I was just like, I don't know, I just kind of laughed at it. I said, well, I know somebody bet against me, and I didn't piss them off, because I wasn't supposed to make it past that first year. And to say that now, like, I have a bachelor's and a master's degree, and to say, like, I'm advising students doing the same thing that people probably, and sometimes I can't believe it, right? Where I'm like, man, I'm actually in control of, like, you know, like, students' lives, where, like, if I wasn't all the way together, you know, I could really mess something up for students, right? You know, if I wasn't all the way together. And then I think the other part of it is too, is we're like, you know, I think that just shows we're like, cause I had this resentment of advising once upon a time. And so for me to work as an advisor, it's kind of humbling because the things I did do, I'm telling students to do it. And so it's an interesting dynamic because like, I didn't meet with an advisor all the time. And then now I'm like, hey, you need to meet with me because this is gonna make all of our appointments easier moving forward. Because if we go over this one time and do the audit, and if you meet every semester, it's gonna be easy and easy. We won't have to be in here 30, 45 minutes each time. It could just be 10, 20 minutes. And those are students I love, like that come in at one semester like, hey, what's up? Like, okay, cool, boom, we still on track. This where this class go, this where that class go, boom. Versus a student you may see every 2 years. And it's like, you got to do a little bit of work. And so I'm just, like I said, grateful for the experience. And I tell people, I said, that's what unofficially, like I said, drive me because, and that's why I don't write students off either. I think that's the important part where like, I try to get everybody a fair chance and to you get over on me. And I think I've had very few, probably two students that when I was working in Trio Day got over. But it wasn't like I was naive. Like I tell people, I say, you know, growing up in the hood, you pick up on a lot of stuff. So I know when game is being ran. So I knew what was happening, but it's just like, to me, I'm like, hey, you just hurting yourself because I'm trying to help you and you're running away from the help. I said, hey, you know, I won't reach out anymore because that's not what you want. And for me to get to that type of place, I think that, you know, that says a lot, but I think, you know, but I think it comes with the territory and with dealing with students.
And I honestly think that's the core value of TRIO, is that all the specialists, all the mentors have gone through struggles in college. I heard all their stories being in there for years, and they never write a student off, ever. I've right. seen them work overtime just to make sure that the student doesn't struggle anymore. And honestly, it is up to the student. Like, I have seen some that dropped out, especially during this hard time, but there have been a lot who have overcome it. And they said, if it wasn't for TRIO, I wouldn't have. If it wasn't right. for the specialist who went above and beyond to help me, I wouldn't have. So I really think that's like the core element of TRIO and why so many people succeed and why it's so necessary, because they don't write anyone off.
Mm-hmm. Y'all didn't have to do this, but y'all did it. So I appreciate y'all. And you know, and one day when it's normal again, or a semi-normal, whatever we're gonna call it, you know, I look forward to seeing you all, and I look forward to graduations, and I just look forward to seeing what's next for you all. Like, I think, you know, as a former advisor, mentor, friend, whatever we're doing, you know, because Sam probably knows, like, her brother's like my little brother, you know. We're like,
yeah,
you know, I'm just being real, you know, and we're like, you know, we talk pretty regularly, you know, about things. And so I know if anything, I'm gonna see Sam around, because I don't think Marvin going anywhere anytime soon.
No.
You know, but I'm just excited, you know, to see what's for you all, like I said, next. And like I said, just to see what greatness you all bring, you know, to the world. Like I said, because when I met you all were, you know, y'all were first years and kind of like, hey, where I'm gonna go? And then now you all have found your groove. So it's just like great to see you all running a program that you all probably didn't imagine you'll be running when you walked in the doors.
Yeah, for sure.
Honestly, thank you so much for having us, James. I can't wait for the SSP reunion. It's gonna go, it's gonna be so big. There's gonna be food.
There's gonna be music,
dancing. You already know, cheesecake.
I might have to call off work whenever that is. Just make an appearance. Like, all right, y'all, I'm gonna take off work.
Cannot forget those red velvet Oreos.
Yeah. I don't think they make them anymore. You know, Oreo make me mad, right? Because they be putting out some cold, like, you know, Oreos, and then they just stop selling. Like, for example, back like 6 years ago, maybe seven, when I was in college, they had these gingerbread Oreos. I love those things. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you the last time I seen them. It's been a minute. I think they did it like 1 year and that was it. But they were fire. I loved them. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see what we got to do.
But it's, yeah, it's going to be great.
Right. It's going to be great. It's going to be a party.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. James.